Welcome back. It's hour two here on the Night Train, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. We got another hour of records we spaffed money on this year.
Full disclosure, it was a particularly fruitful year for me. I think it's some sort of coping mechanism for potentially losing my job. As that, I know what helped me through this, buying records. Yes, this is a Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM. This one in the background. Oof.
Alfredo Martinez with Taboo from that Greasy Mike's comp.
Yes.
On Jazzman. I think it's Tropical
Island.
Yeah, Shipwrecked on a Tropical Island. It's the second volume. There's a couple of other tracks we played from it in past shows. The Mizzaloo we were talking about earlier.
Oh, yes, there is a Mizzaloo.
That's the one that I wanted to put in, but it's too much singing. It's good, though.
the good news is, listeners, we're well on our way. We've got four different versions of Mizzaloo now. So it's not long until we have a Mizzaloo guest mix by us.
Oof.
We could do that live.
We could.
Whoa, what?
Before this, you heard...
I'm going to turn that to piano.
So it's a bit much, isn't it? before this, you heard one of from Salt's latest album. I think the only album they actually released in 2025, which is slack enough.
It is for them.
Number 10, that's all I know.
But it's not numbered, number 10, is it?
It's not the Roman numerals 10.
No.
It's just the 10. I came out in April on their label for Forever Living Originals. That was the track ILTS, Cleo Soul on vocals for that one. Before that,
Serge Gainsbourg with Melody, the opening track from the LP Histoire de Melody Nelson. I've wanted this one for a long, 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 long time. And we're talking like last millennium. In fact, I first heard on the David Holmes Essential Mix. Copped the reissue, which has got kind of outtakes and some instrumental cuts as versions as well.
Oh, sweet.
Produced. I think the strings are produced by Jean-Claude Vanier, something like that. It's a name who's had some stuff put out on Finders Keepers and whatnot. That's the opening track. There's kind of two on the LP that sound exactly like that, which for an album that's only about 40 minutes long, to have 2 7-minute tracks.
That sounds so,
yeah, that seems a bit odd.
That's pretty good going. Now we're going to play some Donald Byrd, Cristo Redentor, this one, Blue Note from 64, I think. We'll let this one go. Come back in a little bit.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm come a Johnny, happiness in my honey. God goodness, come a Johnny, chapter beats, I'm a Johnny, I could your feet, come a Jamani. Let up my mother in your fast, cut a wongo na makasi, jazz a kill on a fast. Now Manisha come a passy, ride like come a bassy, see gas too go nasty. Wahido, we go fasty, wako jamba do my fasty, ride on and fast things. Gunga belt, back in your ring, come a load of the rings, come a bundle, come a shell, come a kings. My lips, battles in a sing sing, doctor come a ring ding, come a whistle bling bling. Bling, run only fast things, gonna build icky bucky icky ring ring option icky ring ring.
Thank you.
At bed.
Yes, we've only got just a touch over half an hour to go on the Night Train's end of year Reasons Why We're Skint Volume 1, Big Records.
Prefer to call it Investment Retirement Wax. Got to speculate.
Yes.
I mean, most of mine are not going to be going up in volume.
Yeah, that is very true. Sadly, most of mine, including the ones I'm just looking at buying now, not worth a lot of cash, but some of them might be, but I enjoy most of them.
So we started out with Donald Byrd's Cristo Redentor from the album A New Perspective on Blue Note from 1964, probably one of my most played vinyl albums of the year at home. That one written and arranged by Duke Pearson, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder. It was estimated to have recorded and mixed mastered over 2,000 albums.
Oh wow.
He's the main guy at Blue Note, among others. This is from a 2024 reissue, part of Blue Note Classics vinyl series, so it gets a nice remastering from original studio tapes by Kevin Gray. After that, into a record we both got.
Yes. So the plan was, last week, you were going to send your picks and I was going to make the show.
Yes.
I was going to sneak this one into the show and it was going to be a live unwrapping from the birthday on the birthday mailer. But we were too tired after a long weekend.
Yeah, spent.
Yes, we had nothing to give. So we put a pin in it. But yes, it is from the album. What is the album called? Oh, I forgot.
It's got pink. It's pink and black, that's all I can tell you.
Yes. I literally had it open on a tab about a second ago. Romance, yes. You Must Remember This.
That's it.
The reissue, pink wax reissue. From a tape, I guess, a double-sided tape.
Yeah, it never came out on vinyl, did it? And it's got more tracks on now, I think.
Yes, a limited edition of 300. Annoyingly, I thought it had sold out and was talking to you about it via text message. And I was like, oh, there's still some left on the Bandcamp. And I was like, oh, hopefully you won't look. Because otherwise, I'm going to give him a record that he's already got. And a sealed version of that. That's going to hold him in quite good stead. So yeah, that was from this, sort of reissued earlier this year. Then after that, we had OCS with The Fall from Live in San Francisco 2017, recorded at the Chapel, December that year. Vocals by Bridget Dawson, there's a string section. On some of the tracks, there's one of the drummers that they have, Tim, I can't remember his last name, the bass player and the keys, and it's kind of like the acoustic-y folk freak version of the OCs, but weirdly, to finish the gig, they just played a ripping 20 minute version of Block of Ice. so you've kind of been lulled into this false sense of string section and stuff, and then you've just got a one drummer version of Block of Ice. But the good news is that might come up for on a long wax special next year.
Sweet.
I'm going to send that one out to Matt in Cambridge, who shrunk his OC shirt in the wash. Ooh. Today, so he's kind of bummed out. Hopefully that'll soften the blow.
After that was another one from 2025. There's actually quite a few.
All right, sure.
No, we did all right. It was Goat and MC Yala with Nimarudi. That was the Malcolm Kato of the Heliocentrics remix. Came out on a 12-inch on Rocket. Yeah, Goat had somewhat of a fallow year. He did play Glastonbury, so they did all right.
Yes.
But in terms of releases, they have been churning stuff out quite a lot recently. There was just that single and that sort of remix tape, beat tape thing.
Oh, yes.
Something like Human Language, I think it was called.
Oh, there was also the tarot cards as well.
The tarot cards.
You're lucky. I almost, there was a split second when they were on sale somewhere. I was like, should I buy in those? Because that's pretty funny.
That's like, pretty funny.
I was like, but they don't fit in the birthday mailer.
So, boo.
Yeah, so no good.
And then this one in the background is Magic Sauce with Voodoo Ray featuring Giselle Smith and Manon. 12-inch on Favourite Recordings. I've been playing this one a lot when I've been DJing, which isn't that often, but when I do, this one gets a drop.
Excellent. This next one is another old and scratchy one from Ian's Records. A record store. I'm going to send this one out to the long-suffering Alma, who potentially could still be tuned in.
In my hand. Well, it's hard to tell, it's hard to tell when all your love's in vain, all my love's in vain. When the train roll up to the station, I looked her in the eye. When the train rolled up to the station and I looked her in the eye, well, I was lonesome, I felt so lonesome, and I could not help but cry, all my love's in vain. When the train, it left the station with two lights on behind, when the train and left the station with two lights on behind. Well, the blue light was my blue and the red light was my mind, all my love's in vain. Ooh, Willie Mae. Oh, hey, hey, ooh, Willie Mae. Ooh, ooh, be your woe, all my love's in vain.
Listeners, it's nearly the end.
It is. I forgot we lost that minute at the start.
Oh yeah, because we were too busy too busy listening to our own mix going out on the airwaves. State of us. This is the Night Train, yeah, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. A little bit to go, two tracks in fact, of, but you know, records we purchased this year, reasons why we're skinned, volume one, big records. Hopefully back next week.
Yes, and this is the big records edition. We're going to do the small record edition. It's going to be loads harder because I bought a lot more small records this
year. Yeah. Do you think we should do it live, or do you think we should? I know we shouldn't plan on air, but mull it over.
We'll mull it over.
That will TBC, listeners, is what we'll say.
There's a possibility next Sunday could be tired and emotional. That's all I'll say.
That's very true. Right, so we'll tell you what you had there. We kicked off with Robert Johnson, Love in Vain Blues, also known as Love in Vain. Take one. We're not really sure why there's that scratchy bit at the start.
Yeah.
I can't find anything about it. I need to look harder. But yeah, I finally got some Robert Johnson on wax. He only did about 40 sides, I think. A couple of versions of maybe even half of that. So perhaps only 20 actual records, but anyway. Yeah, so that was the oldest one of the night. And so he sent out to the long-suffering Alma.
After that was Cindy Lee with If You Hear Me Crying. Now, I think we played this right at the start of the year, because if my memory is correct, I think I picked this one out from last year's Best of Yes.
Yes.
You know, like going through like the 2024 end of year. That's how, here's some albums I should listen to.
Yes, that's how we do it. We let everybody do the hard work for us, and then we get people whose opinions we quite like and taste.
Although, as it turned out, I think it was only released digitally last year, so the vinyl came out around about Easter time, I think, so I managed to pick that up. That is Cindy Lee. They are... alter ego of Patrick Flegel out of Calgary, Canada, and they've released several albums under that name. There was a bit of a break between that one. Apparently got one of Pitchfork's highest ever scores.
Yes, some excellent NTS shows by them as well.
An
expensive one, but I was thinking it's technically as long as three albums.
It's over 2 hours long.
Yeah, so when you put it that way, it's not that expensive.
It's an investment.
Is it a triple?
It's a triple.
There we go. So it is like three albums.
Packed triple.
Yeah, packed. No, it does cover a lot of different genres and styles and stuff, so...
After that was Mazzy Star with Still Cold. That is from Among Mice One, originally from 96. That one finally got a proper reissue this year on one of the record store days. I don't know which one anymore.
There's so many.
There's American ones, there's UK ones. I don't know.
Black Fridays.
It could have been one of them. I have no
Windy
idea.
Windy Wednesdays.
Can't remember.
Yeah.
It's one of them, anyway.
This isn't a hot take, but I feel like there doesn't need to be a record store day anymore. I feel like we saved record stores.
Records are doing fine.
Yeah, they're doing. Yeah, they're absolutely doing fine. Let's move on to a different type of shop. I don't know, mum and pop paint stores.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then what do we close out with? Oh yeah, another one we both have.
Yes.
So it's the second or third of the night.
Here's me slagging off Record Store Day, and that was another one that was reissued for Record Store Day.
Another Record Store Day. We can't remember which one. Possibly the UK one, that.
I think so, yeah, the one in April.
Being that it's a verb. That was already there from Voyager 1, right?
Yes. So not basically, it was a fake bootleg they put out. That's the short and skinny of it.
Recorded over two shows, is that right?
Yes.
One in London, one in New York.
Yes. There's a really good article about it, a piece on the Microdot Boutique website. So Microdot, the people that did the album covers for all of Verve and then all Oasis's work as well. So that goes into a lot more detail as well. There's a really nice poster on there as well of the LP. Still copies available of an A2 print if anyone wants to buy me a copy of that. a steal at £95.
Well, Christmas hasn't arrived yet, exactly. So you never know.
Also, it's from so long ago, it was when they were called Verve, before they were called The Verve.
Oh, yes. Because was it a label?
Yes.
The jazz label.
And then when Richard Ashcroft wasn't so high in the mix, as what I like, when he let other people help out on the songs.
And he just kind of yelled,
yes,
background yelling.
That's kind of like, that's the version of the Verve I like.
So we're going to bow out now with Longen. If you're listening live, you might not get it all. We'll try and squish it all into the podcast here.
Yes, that should be uploaded at some point
this
week before Christmas.
Yes.
Have a good one, folks. We'll be back.
I should say what it is.
Oh, yeah, that's more important.
Shay Wilson. Son of Greg Wilson, with his track on Wax called Raga. It's a remix of Charanjit Singh. Yeah, so we'll let us play out. We'll be back next week in some form with some kind of another best of show type thing. We'll be right back.
nothing actually that was giving me a buzz anymore. I wanted something.